I don't know if you've been following this, but it's a fascinating story for me. Ishan Patel is founder of Planting Pencils, and Adam Turner, attorney, owner of Reboot Computer Sales and Services. It's Earth Month, and of course we're all concerned about the environment, trying to keep it clean, trying to clean it up. And one of the ways you can help is to keep your old computer out of a landfill by donating it to students in need right here in Connecticut. Local charity, Planting Pencils, and Reboot Computers have teamed up for this unique program. And with us today to talk about this is Ishan Patel, founder of Planting Pencils. Ishan, welcome to Front and Center.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Well, the honor is all ours. Ishan, how about explaining to our audience what Planting Pencils is all about?
Well, Planting Pencils is a charitable organization that I have created to provide much-needed school supplies for underprivileged students in Connecticut, America, and the rest of the world.
Where do you go to school?
I go to school at Kingswood, Oxford, and I'm in eighth grade.
What inspired you to start Planting Pencils?
Well, when my aunt went to India and Costa Rica a couple years ago, she showed us pictures and told us stories about the schools that she went to volunteer, and I was just amazed at how little they had. And I knew I wanted to do something to change it.
Why do you want to have this collection during Earth Month?
Well, I think that in America we throw out so many useful things away, and Earth Day reminds us to reuse and recycle. So the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency estimates that we discard 142,000 computers and over 416,000 mobile devices every day. And in 1 year, the U.S. generates over 3.4 million tons of electronic waste, which includes TVs, VCRs, DVD players, cameras, telephone, and other computer equipment. So in order to compete in today's world, every child needs access to technology, and many schools can't afford computers or any internet access.
So this is a way to do that, right?
Yes, it is.
Ishan, where should people drop off their computers?
Well, Reboot Computers is located at 176 Farmington Avenue, Bristol. And they can also be dropped off at any time during office hours at my parents' medical office at 710 Main Street, building number 1 in Plantsville, Connecticut.
And for those of you who don't know, that's Dr. Zalpa and Alkesh Patel, 710 Main Street, building 1 in Plantsville. Ishan, you've partnered with another business to help with charity. How about talking about that?
Well, the Staples in West Hartford Center has a permanent collection box for every type of school supplies. And last month, we were able to donate supplies to Trinity Academy and Covenant Preparatory School in Hartford. I was also at Syracuse University during the first week of April for a fundraising event for Planting Pencils, and they chose my charity as the beneficiary and have collected bins all around campus.
You must have been excited when they chose your charity.
I was.
Now, that is really amazing. And how about repeating for our audience, Ishan, what inspired you to do this?
Well, a couple years ago, my aunt went to India and Costa Rica to volunteer at very underprivileged schools in India and Costa Rica. So she showed us pictures that she took and told us stories. And I noticed how little the schools that she visited were, and I knew I wanted to do something to change that situation.
What's it like going to school at Kingswood, Oxford? Talk a bit about that, Isha.
Well, I really enjoy it, and I notice how privileged we are here to have all this new technology and to be learning with new technology such as Google Drive and Google Docs. And after seeing that and having such a wonderful experience, I knew that everyone should be able to learn in this way and shouldn't be sitting on the bare ground learning with one chalkboard.
You know, I'm a big fan of technology. What's some of the technology you use to help learning?
Well, we use a whole bunch of Google products, especially for projects and other assignments. We use, like, Google Docs, and right now in science, we're actually doing a project, and our presentation is done on Google Slides. So it makes knowing how to use all this new technology that's coming out puts us at a greater advantage later on when we graduate.
What kind of science project are you working on?
Well, we have to build a scooter that uses Newton's third law of motion. So we have to do a visual presentation. So on Google Slides, we actually made a drawing of a diagram of our car that we made.
Are you having fun with the project?
I am.
I'll bet you are. What are you going to do after you graduate from Kingswood, Oxford?
I'm not completely sure yet.
What have you got a favorite area at some point? It's some kind of career you'd like to pursue?
Well, I really enjoy learning about finance. And I actually last summer did a program at Stanford, and it was a leadership program. And after that, I did a week on Wall Street through the Future Investors Club of America. And that was an intense training about financial and investing. So those both really helped me to bring up this organization.
Yeah, explain how that helped you as far as bringing up planting pencils.
Well, during the week on Wall Street, I saw how much someone can do with the right knowledge, especially knowing how to manage their money. And if you don't have that kind of learning and you don't know how to manage your money, then you're at a really big disadvantage later on. And I feel that everyone should have at least the basic knowledge of that.
Yeah, there's no question about it. What's one thing that you learned as far as the basic knowledge is concerned?
Well, one big thing that I learned is to save up a lot of your money or invest it in ways that you can earn more money and not just spend a lot of it.
Let your money work for you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's terrific. It really is. Ishan, before we let you go, one more time, just talk a bit about planting pencils and how people can help.
Well, for more information and to learn how you can help, you can go to plantingpencils.org or rebootcomputersct.com. And on the Planting Pencils website, there are stories that I wrote about influential people who have gotten through so much with just the basic education. And before they had the basic education, most of them were working like stitching soccer balls and doing that kind of work.
So who were a couple of those people? Can you share those stories with our audience?
Well, one of the first story that I found was of Razia Sultan, and she actually got the first Malala Award. Before, when she was like around 4 years old, she was working stitching soccer balls, and she got help by another organization, and they gave her the proper education and the proper tools to go on. And after that, she actually helped many more people get the proper education that they needed.
Wow. Who else?
Well, another really influential person in my life was my grandfather. So when he was in India, his father didn't want him going to college and instead wanted him to work to provide for the family. So my grandfather actually went to college along with working and providing for his whole family. And they were living in this a really small house with probably six people.
Wow.
So once he got that education, he became on a test, sort of like a final exam, he scored the highest in all of Mumbai, and he went on to become a math professor.
What a great story. That's terrific. Ishan, anything else you'd like to add before we wrap up our interview?
Well, another thing is that on May 21st, we are holding a big fundraiser in Southington. And we're also going to be doing a stuff a police squad car. So people can bring supplies and old computers that they would like to donate there.
And that's on May 21st, you said?
Yes, May 21st.
In Southington?
In Southington, by the Clock Tower Square.
Okay.
Near my parents' office.
Oh, that's great. Ishan, I'm so glad you came on the program today to talk about all of this and to educate our audience. Good luck the rest of the school year at Kingswood, Oxford. And we'll talk again real soon. How's that sound?
Okay, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Take care.